Yes, let's pick it up from that Ham and Dave. Maybe we barely started the next part of the Sigha. Let's begin again from that Ham and Dave. I was discussing how many Dayanim are necessary to be present when those magic words of the Fanechta, the Fanechta are going to be said. It's interesting that the post can point out that throughout the entire Masechta, one never raises the question, how many Dayanim have to be present when a regular get is given? The entire discussion only revolves around this unique get of a Fanechta, which led to a major question. He says you need Dayanim present for get. Where does it say that a get has to be given in a quote unquote based it? That's going to be a loaded question. We'll get to that. We learn more, hopefully, the series a little more Ian. But this particular get of a Fanechta for sure requires some form of a based it. So comes the Gemara on the Ham and Beis, the two dots. That's about 15 lines or so down from the top. In front of how many people must the get be given? One said that you can simply give the get in front of two people and say before Nechtav. The other one said in front of three. So it says the Gemara, let's prove that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that two is sufficient. The Rabban Bar Chizda Isaac Gitel Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Rav Chizda was brought to get in front of Rabbi Yochanan, but Omalei, and he said to him, Zil Havla B'Yapitrei, Eimu B'Fanecha Fanecha. He said, go and bring the get in front of two, and say B'Fanecha Fanecha. He said, yeah, you're right, this time, that's a pretty good proof, pretty outright proof that that is correct. But now the question becomes, what is the source of the Machlokes? It's an arbitrary question. Whether there are two people present or three people present, so the Gemara relates this back to the age-old story. Lema B'Akamitrei. Let us say that the machlokes, whether you require two dayanim or three dayanim, depends upon the following. The man diyam of leshnayim, the one who says that all you need is two, kasav lefisha ein bekiyim lishma. He was of the opinion that we're concerned, like Rabba said, that maybe the get wasn't written in lishma. Therefore, you have to just inform people that the get, in fact, was written in lishma. But it's not really a ma'isa beis in the fullest sense of the word. It's simply relaying the information that, in fact, the get was written Shema. But umadi of the shlosha, one who said you require three, so the magic number three always conjures up the image of a beis din, kasav l'fisha'ed eidim etzir makaymo, because we're afraid that the witnesses aren't going to be around to testify about their signatures, which basically puts us into the category of kiyum shtaros. Kiyum shtaros, that's really a ma'isa beis din, that's really a whole other level, and that presumably should require three. So, at least for a very, very short time, you are things that the question of two versus three is really part of the age-old question, why would say you find Echtim in the first place? So comes in and says, wait a second, not so simple. Tizvira, does that make sense? That those two issues, two versus three, really depend upon Rav and Rava? Hamid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amal Fisha Emekim Shema. Rabbi Yochanan Amal Fisha Eidim Etzur Mekaimo. We said in the previous sugya that there was a machlokas Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan about Rav and Rava. The same machlokas Rav and Rava had predated to the early Amorim, and it came out that Rabbi Yochanan was on the side of Ein Eidim Etzur Mekaimo, which would mean that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who was a Rava person, in fact, that it's a Maisa Beis Din. There's a Maisa Beis Din, you should require three. We just said a minute ago, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said two. So clearly your taliyah, you want to connect the issues of how many dayanim you need, but you need two or three to the machlokes Rav and Rava, is not matching up to the shikas themselves. But the Gemara says, there's another problem with that presentation, that the issue of two versus three is the age-old question of Rav versus Rava. Harav is like the Rava. We just said last daf that Rava also accepts Rava's concern of Ein Eidim Etzur Mekaimo. The Machlokas Rava and Rava was, is there an additional concern of Ein Bekiyam L'Shma? But everybody agrees to the basic concern, we must say B'Fanei Nechtav, because this is going to be the Kiyam Shtaros. The bottom line is, if this is the Kiyam Shtaros needs basic. If it needs basic, that translates to mean three. So we are back to square one. We do not understand what this Machlokas is all about. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela dekuli alma b'inan eidim etzur mekaimo. Everybody agrees that there is a concern of eidim etzur mekaimo, that there aren't witnesses around to testify about the authenticity of the signatures, which translates to being kiyum shtaros, which translates to being three, which translates to mean a problem. So then, if so, why does somebody say two? So the Gemara goes back and says, wait a second. The one who said two, he didn't really mean two. What he meant was two plus the shaliach. The shaliach can wear multiple hats. So the shaliach walks into the Eisen and says, then he quickly turns around and sits down on the bench, turns around and becomes the dayan, and he is the third dayan. So it's not a question of do you need a Eisen. Nobody questioned whether you need dayan. Of course you need dayan for the fanei nechtam. And of course the definition of a Eisen means three dayanim. The whole question was, do you need three independent dayanim? Or can the shaliach serve as the dayan as well? Now that already is a loaded question that goes way beyond us that is gittin. Can somebody who just testified turn around and actually be the judge? Also, we say the Na'ari Rosh Hashanah to Shabbach is aid the dayan of Ochiach. The Shabbach can do a lot of things at the same time. With human beings, not so simple. Can an aid be a dayan? So the Gemara relates this to the following question. B'hocha, b'shaliach nasa aid, the aid nasa dayan come before ye. There's a twofold issue here. Issue number one is, can a person who is a shaliach turn around and be an aid on the same case? This is actually a throwback to a sugya in the second breakfast as Kiddushin. But if Reuven appoints Shimon to be the shaliach for Kiddushin, so he comes to Rachel not to give her the ring. There's only one man around. So Shimon says, Gavaltach, and I can't give her the ring. We have to aid him. So then Shimon thinks, wait a second. I'm the second aid. I'm not marrying her. I'm just the shaliach. So that's a loaded machlokes in the Gemara and Sefer Kedushin. Can shaliach nase aid or shaliach not nase aid? So we happen to paskin that a shaliach can be an aid. That per se doesn't concern us that the shaliach is wearing two hats. But this is a much more serious question. Here, you want this shaliach to wear three hats. He's a shaliach. Then you want to turn him into an aid. Then you want to turn him into a dayan also. Can an aid be a dayan? The Gemara says, maybe that's the issue. Man the Nishnayim, the one who says that two suffices, Kasava Shaliach Nasa aid, the aid Nasa dayan, that a Shaliach can be an aid, and an aid in turn can be a dayan. Man the Nishlosha, the one who says you require an independent three dayanim, Kasava Shaliach Nasa aid, that's half a problem. Shaliach Nasa aid, nunu, that we're okay with. But the aid Nasa dayan, but an aid cannot be a dayan. So that's actually how we pass in halacha that all the Torah ain aid nasa dayan. What's strange is the Gemara never explains how we know that. The sugi about ain aid nasa dayan appears in many, many places in Shas, and the Gemara never spells out exactly what the source of that is. The Shem throw the hands up and try to figure out where did it come from. So some of Shem says based on the pasuk from Bishneha Noshim, Hashem have a rim to Hashem. It's another drush. Rishon starts searching around for different exercises. So Dr. Wilson is going to say, what are you puzzling for? Isn't it obvious? It's far off. It's a fourth answer, another approach. What are you puzzling? It's totally obvious. How in the world can you be the aid and the diet? It's okay. So we have things to look forward to. We get to that hey, the Ian, to try to figure out why we need a puzzle, why we don't need a puzzle, what the puzzle is. We got a lot of work to do, but have to wait for another time.
Are there criteria to become a diet?
Yeah, just normally to be a diet, you have to actually be an A plus. Anyone who, in order to qualify ourselves to be a dayan, you have to first be an honest, you know, upstanding person who would be kosher to eaters, and then you have to be a little bit higher than that as well. So the question becomes, if I take a guy who really kosher, could be a dayan, but he happens to be the aid also, so does it make any sense he's going to walk in the base and give his testimony and say, wait a second, let me turn around and sit down, let me hear what I just said. So does that concept make any sense? So the Rishonim trying to work on that, and the most of the things I have to work on it for. We got a lot of work to do. We get to the Ian part of this thing. But for our purposes, the Gemara seems to be satisfied that this issue in our sugya is, do you say Eid Masadayin or not? It says the Gemara, V'akayimlam b'derabbanim the Eid Masadayin. The Gemara makes reference to a sugya that says, Abraham HaSakas Kesubis, that says that even though for Torah cases, for Torah law, Eid Masadayin, for Dinim d'Rabbanim, we're very, very make all the standards of Beis that are much lower. And this recitation of Fadei Nechem, Fadei Nechem, is not a D'Araimsa. This is only Midrabbanim. We've said this already many times. Minat Torah, there's nothing to worry about. Minat Torah, you have a shtar. Minat Torah, you have a document with witnesses. What do you need to say Fadei Nechem for? So the whole saying of Fadei Nechem is only Chumah Midrabbanim. So for the Rabbanim, we should assume Eid Masad Dayan, which means it should suffice with two Dayanim and one Shaliach. So we're still not sure what's going on in that sugya. Why does somebody say you need three? We totally misunderstood what the machlokes was. The marsava, what opinion was? Came in the ishik share lavias a get. A woman can bring a get. Not only can a woman bring a get, a woman herself can bring her own get, which is a loaded question at the end of the second paragraph. How can a woman be her own shliach? It sounds like backwards, but another time, another place. So the bottom line is that a woman is kosher to bring a get. What may happen is as follows. Zimnin de maisleis, a woman's going to bring the get. And people are going to get into the mindset, how many dayanim do we need present at the time of the handing of the get? They're going to think only two. They're not going to realize that you really need three. The third is the shliach. But in the case of the woman is bringing the get, the woman is not acceptable to be a dayan. So since the woman can't be a dayan, you'll end up, you only gave the get in the presence of two. So therefore, one amora said, you're right, me'ikam ikir adin, two dayanim suffices. Because the two dayanim plus the one shliach equals three. But since sometimes you have a scenario where the shliach is puzzled to be a dayan, in the case of a woman, so it's too risky, too nervous. So therefore, as a low plug, we're going to insist upon three dayanim all the time. Pi'idach. And what about the other amora? Why wasn't the other amora worried about that? Isha mei deyad, ibn al-sam chela. The other amora said, everybody realizes the woman can't be a dayan. People are going to realize that if it's the woman who's a shliach, then we'll talk and require a third dayan. If the woman's not the shliach, then we'll suffice for two dayanim. So the machlokes, whether two or three, is a very, very technical machlokes. Not a fundamental machlokes. Fundamentally, everybody agrees you need three dayanim for the fadenechem fadenechem. Everybody agrees that the shaliach fundamentally can serve as a dayan. The question is, should we be concerned that if we let the shaliach serve as a dayan, will people goof, make a mistake, and end up using that shaliach in a case where it would not be effective in halacha? That's the entire machlokes. So Tanik have said Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a brayse that supports Rabbi Yochanan that in fact all you need are two dayanim. And maybe get from Dina Sayam. Person brings a get from Dina Sayam. The person gave her the get and didn't say, what do you do now? What happens after the fact? With Mark quotes a very, very big chiddush of Rabbi Meir, which we happen not to pass it, right? Rabbi Meir says, a get that was given without the farinechtam is puzzle. It's not acceptable. Yaitzi, and therefore, if the woman remarried based on such a get, that's like an Ashes issue, remarried, and she has to get divorced. Vavlad Mamzer, did Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that get is absolutely puzzle entirely, and therefore any child that was born from a marriage following such a puzzle get would be a Mamzer. But Chacham Om Ein Avlad Mamzer. Chacham say, no. The child's not a Mamzer. Let's not forget, say the Chachamim. This is all Madrabana. Minat Torah. This get is kosher. Minat Torah, we can assume the get is very Mishma. Minatora, we can assume that it's not a forgery. All the concern of a fayinechta is only a derabanan. And therefore, the chachamim of the Ripas can say, no. The child's not a mamzer because of that. Ketzad yasa. So what do you do? The bottom line is, she should not be getting remarried based on a get that didn't have a fayinechta accompanying it. So what do you do? Ketzad yasa. You have to let away menu. You should take the get back from her. The yachs of yitnenala. You should give it to her a second time. So we can't just a month later walk in and say, oh, by the way, that get I gave you a month ago was b'farinechta. The takkanas chachamim was that b'farinechta has to accompany the giving of the get. So if the giving of the get was done incorrectly without the recitation farinechta, you have to redo it. So you got to go, that I return the get back to the husband, take two, and this time we should say b'farinechta. And how many people have to be present when he says it? B'fnei shnayim, two. This is the brisa. No, back to shliach. No, not only back to shliach. I'm sorry, back to shliach. Well, I know the get was written in the shmar. The get is for sure kosher. So the get was written in the shmar.
I'm saying the one that was originally given.
No, it's the same get. No. It's the same piece of paper. You can't. The shliach can't write another one. You take that get back. You have the woman give it back to the shliach. This is in the old days when the women held on to the gittin. In the old days of the Gemara, so the practice was man would give a get to his wife. So she would hold on to it. Because how in the world is she going to prove it 20 years from now that she was divorced? But in the later generation, he forgot to say it, so he has to. We don't know that until the Shmuch says it. So therefore, we have to redo the descendants again with the same Fayinechta. In the olden days, the women would walk around with a get. In the later generations, the Rabbanim felt that it's too risky, that the woman walk around with the get itself. because what will happen 20 years from now, she'll want to remarry, she'll pull out her get, and someone's going to, some smart out say, well, that get, oh, that name wasn't spelled right. There's a problem there. Someone may be mighty lies on the get. That's the last thing that want to happen. So what the safer way to do it is as follows. What we do today is that once the get is given, we actually take the get back from the woman. The Beis Din holds on to the get, and the Beis Din writes a new document saying that we as the Beis Din have authorized that this woman can now remarry. We were present at the time when her get was given, and she walks around what's called the Ptur Beis Din, rather than the get proper. So if a married woman now, today, wants to prove that she was divorced, if she's walking around with a get, that's a problem. That means the Beis Din didn't know what they were doing. So if she's walking around with a get, that's not what's supposed to happen. She's supposed to produce a document from signed by the Beis Din that says that she's not permitted to remarry. I don't know exactly when that change was. I don't know whether it was in terms of Rishonim or later. I don't remember exactly when it happened. The days of the Gemara clearly is not that one.
This case is also Kodim Shlamdu, right?
Because this is
Kodim Shlamdu, not the Shema, because on Heyam Aleph, we said that Kishanisa is no problem. Lacha Shlamdu, right?
According to Rabbi, right, the whole Lacha Shlamdu is only a Rabba thing. It's not really going to help us too much.
Right, but
you're right.
Does Kim But even with Kim Staros, once Kishni says it's no problem. No one said it was a bad mamzer. Achash Lamdu and Kim Staros, that wasn't a problem, right?
We would
say Vlad Mamzer, though, if you get Kim Staros.
No, if you do Kim Staros, then you're going to be okay. Right. So comes the Gemara and jumps in Rabbi Meir. Meir Sheikhan is very startling, Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, so you didn't think of Vaynechna was a big deal. That's going to make Mamzerus. He says, yeah, in Rabbi Meir has that unique sheet. The Dama Rav Amnun Shvei De'ula, Omahai Rabbi Meir, Kol HaMishtana V'madeya Shetav HaChacham B'Gittin, Yotzi B'Vlad Mamzer. Rabbi Meir said across the board, any change whatsoever in Gittin, even a change in the Rabbanans, Chazal was so machmir, because Gittin was so machmir, so you have to make sure everything is done properly. But any nuance, any change whatsoever, will potentially create mamzerus. But again, we don't pass it like this. We pass it like the chachamim that it is rectifiable. Just simply take the get back and then start over again. Bar hedya bar lasiya gita. So bar hedya, person who was wanted to bring a get, asla kameid rabbi achi davamuna agiti. He came in front of Rabbi Achi, who was in charge of Gittin. We should point out, you see that this practice that we have today, that not every rabbi is Masada Gittin. Masada Gittin, you have to have a special tradition in Kabbalah, and Shemush, for many, many years, to be able to know how to be Masada Gittin properly. Even in the days of the Gemara, there were people who were Mamuna Gittin, people who were designated as, these are the Gittin experts. So Bar Hedji came in front of Rabbi Achi, who was in charge of Gittin in that town. Omalei, Tzarechat Alamar Kol Os Va'os. So he asked him, in effect, I'm about to be a shaliach to bring a get, so I want to be able to say b'fai nechta properly. How much of the get do I have to see? So B'achi told him, you have to stand there and watch every single letter that get being written. If you miss one letter, you can't say b'fai nechta with a straight face. Asla kamei to Rabbi Avi Rabbi Asi. So he came to Rabbi Avi and Rabbi Asi. Amulei lo trichas. He said, no, you don't have to be some machmir. He said, Rabbi Achi had it. Be chumrah. But we don't follow that view of Rabbi Achi. We paskin that you don't have to see the entire thing. That as long as you see the beginning, the Gemara is going to spell out exactly what's considered to be the beginning. So the chitei ma'avid b'chumrah is a fascinating one, where the Gemara says that, well, maybe, but I just, you know what, I'll be more machmir, even though Rabbi Amin and Rabbi Asi really right, that there's no need for me to see the entire get from A to Z. I want to be machmir. So no. You're not supposed to be machmir. It was Gittin more than was done in the previous generations. Nimtza tamotzi laz al Gittin harishayim. A very important aspect of Gittin that in some areas of halacha you'll be machmir. You'll be more machmir on Shabbos than they were in the last generation. Okay, the world's not going to go through that. If you're going to start throwing chumras at Gittin, people are going to say, "Oh, wait a second. And what about last year's Gittin? What about last generation's Gittin?" People are going to say the Gittin from previous generations weren't kosher. We don't want that to happen. Something mighty laws and people that mamzerim. So therefore, nuchas gittin do what we did last generation. So we have a practice of gittin. On the one hand, we have a lot of chumas nuchas gittin. On the other hand, we are very very weary to think up new ones because we follow the whatever chumas we have a mitzvah to follow. We follow nuchas gittin. We don't start new chumras. We don't want to be mighty laws. I'll gittin harishayim. Rabbi Bar Chana, I say gittin Halga ichtav kameh, pavel ichtav kameh. Rabbi Bechad was once a shaliach on a get. Half of the get was actually written in front of him, and the other half, he had to go right after Milch. He missed the second half of the get. So Osler kameh, Rabbi Elazar. So we came to ask Rabbi Elazar, can I say with a straight face, but funny nechets? Not 100% true. I didn't see the entire get. So Amalei said, yeah. As long as you saw the get starting, even though you saw the first line of the get written Shema, you can assume that the rest of the get was written properly and there's nothing to be concerned about. Rav Ashi is even more maker than that. Afilu kan kolusa v'kan megilta. Rav Ashi said, even if you didn't see the actual putting of the pen onto the paper, the first writing, the first couple of letters, even if you just simply heard the sofa preparing the kumus. Kumus is the pen, the pen, whatever the different things people used to write with. So even if you just heard the sofa preparing the pen, or you just heard him, you know, preparing the cloth. I'm not sure exactly what noise that makes, the cloth of the pen, but you just heard the sofa getting all geared up to start writing again, that's also acceptable. Tani kama say to Rav Ashi, you have a braisa that supports Rav Ashi. Maybe get him being a sayam. The person brings a get from Din Sayam, a filhuba bias, the sofa ba'aliya. Even if he is in the house and the sofa's upstairs, he didn't even see it. So he can't literally say b'fanai nechta, but the words b'fanai don't mean literally b'fanai, that you literally saw it. So even if he's in the house and the sofa's in the attic, who ba'aliya b'sofa bias, or the other way around, he's upstairs and the sofa's downstairs. A filhu nichlas b'yaitse kolayam kulo kosher. Even if he's walking in and out, it's not clear who is walking in and out, the sofa or the shliach, I was going to explain in a moment. Even if he's walking in and out all day, that's the phrase, yeitze v'nichnas, nichnas v'yeitze. We're used to that phrase from Mashkichim, as a phrase, or yeitze v'nichnas. The verse says in the sentence of Arizara that to testify that the food is kosher, you have to be standing there the entire time, you're coming and going, you can come in at any given moment. So that's also good enough. So it's the same phrase that appears here. Also, even though you're coming and going, you're not there the entire time, that's also okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's a difference. There's a joke in the world of Mashkachas. They say that, you know, the halacha is supposed to be Yotze v'nichnas. Some Mashkich, but Nichnas v'yotze means, I came in, I looked, I was Yotze, he walks out and goes home. So that's not supposed to be the head. So Nichnas v'yotze means you're coming and going all the time. So who bevayis, so comes and analyzes his braisa. Who bevayis for sofa bi'aliyah? If he's downstairs and the sofa is upstairs, how look the chazilek? The bias, he can't see him. So, but he's FaceTiming out to the sofa. He doesn't see the writing of the get mishpa. Doesn't see the writing of the get. So how can he say it before the nechta? And Allah, you know, the shama kan kamus become guilt. There must be a proof that he's hearing the get. He can hear the scratching of the bed. He can hear the unraveling, unfolding of the cloth. He can hear those noises that lead him to believe that the sofa is embarking upon writing of the get, and that would be acceptable as well. So this supports Rav Ashi's finish, that even if you don't see, but the hearing is also good enough. And now the Gemara just tries to analyze precise what the Rashi is talking about. I'm a man. I feel nichnas v'yotze kol yom kulo kosher. Man, who is the one who's walking? Ilei m'shaliach. Is it the shaliach who's walking? So hash the human bias yourself about liyah the loch chazliyah was kosher. Nichnas v'yotze v'vayah. You just said a minute ago that you saw nothing is kosher. So if you saw part of it, how could that be any worse? Ella sofer, no, it means that the sofer is walking in and out. It was a pshita. What's the difference? We shouldn't be nichnas v'yotze the solini because the sofer went in without nichnas v'yotze, but that disqualifies the get. Doesn't make any sense. Why should it make any difference when the sofer walks out and comes right back? Well, tzricha d'nafik l'shuka. We're afraid. No. He went out to the street to the marketplace, but also then he comes back. Mal d'teima inish acharina ashpichay. Amalei kamashula. Maybe. That on his way out, he met somebody else who also wants to give a get to his wife. It's a day today. So maybe all of a sudden he decided to write the get for the second fellow. He says, come on, that's ridiculous. You have to be chayshish for that. The guy started off, we'll do the next job next. He started off the job, he finishes off the job. So the bottom line is, yes, the Bar Nechtam is critical, but the standards of what qualifies the Bar Nechtam is very, very wrong. Stop it out. Shachmas is what?
6:50.
Okay, so stop for now. Okay.
And then this year, just Thursday and Friday, then we'll respond.
Thursday, Friday, people are here?
No.
Are people still around Thursday, Friday?
Yeah.